Hello, everybody, and welcome to Cooking in Real Time. My name is Zora O'Neill, and today I'm going to be cooking a one-dish meal. I know I usually talk about always making a little something on the side to add a little variety to whatever you're eating, but, you know, it's summertime, it's boiling hot, it has definitely gotten gross and muggy here in New York City, and I don't want to spend a lot of time cooking. And in the summer, that means I make a lot of salads. So what I'm gonna make for you today is basically, it's a niçoise salad, if you wanna use the fancy term, which is typically hard-boiled egg and tuna and green beans, tomatoes, olives, oh yeah, and some boiled potatoes. The key thing about the salad that makes it substantial, of course, is the tuna and also the potatoes, sort of rounded out nicely. It requires boiling a few things, and I'm gonna get those going right away. One of those is eggs. Normally, I have to say, this is the kind of salad I make because I happen to have some hard-boiled eggs already made, and maybe I also happen to have some potatoes boiled, that kind of thing. Today, I am making it from scratch, but I definitely encourage you to, if you're boiling some eggs, always boil a few extra than what you need. And if you're boiling some potatoes, those are also a great thing to have hanging around in the fridge. You can keep boiled potatoes in the fridge for, oh, I don't know, another 3 or 4 days. And I've got some little baby potatoes here. They're really small. They're tiny, but I'm gonna go ahead and cut them into quarters because they'll boil faster. So chop those guys up and then I can throw them in a separate pot. I've got a tiny little pot on the stove right now for the eggs. Let me get another one going for the potatoes right away. These are nice little baby Yukon Gold potatoes. They have a great potato flavor and they hold up nicely. They're a little firmer than big standard russet baking potatoes, so they hold up well to boiling. Just rinsing off my knife there. Let's see, get another little pot here for water. And I'm just putting enough water to cover to sort of speed things up. You want to have to boil as little water as possible. So I'm just putting the potatoes right there in the cold water just to move things along. Just enough water to cover, and I'm gonna dump in a lot of salt. Like pasta, you want to salt potatoes very well, because if you don't, then sort of the center of them is bland, and no matter how well salted whatever else you're putting on, no matter how well salted that is, the center of your potato is always going to be a little bland. I'm putting in like a good tablespoon of salt in there with, I'd say there were like 5 or 6 baby potatoes. Let's see. So I'm boiling eggs. If you are not familiar with boiling eggs, definitely I'm direct you back into the archives at Cooking in Real Time and look for episode 3 or 4, I think, is the How to Hard Boil an Egg episode with guest star Peter, who really does make fantastic eggs. I don't know how he does it. I mean, I know theoretically how he does it, and that's what I'm going to do today. So this is kind of a big test to see how that works out. The only other thing we have to do is get out the green beans. There we are. Go ahead and grab all my other salad stuff here. Some lettuce, and my tomatoes are out. Seem to have totally lost my olives. Oh well, olives are optional. They had a nice little saltiness, but they're not necessarily. All right, so my potatoes, let me put a lid on my potatoes so they boil a little faster. And I'm gonna go ahead and wash my lettuce. So yeah, ideally you would have at least some hard-boiled eggs hanging around so you wouldn't have to do that from scratch. Ideally you would also have some lettuce leaves already sort of prepped and washed. I recommend whenever you buy lettuce just to go ahead and wash the whole head of it. And then it's done, and you can put it back in this little plastic bag with some paper towels to keep the moisture down. And it'll last in the fridge for a good week or so. Maybe not quite that long. 5 days. I'm just rinsing lettuce now. This stuff was in pretty good shape, so I don't have to wash it too much. The water for my eggs is boiling, and I'm just now remembering that Peter puts a little drizzle of vinegar in, so I'm doing that. I'll do 4 eggs, just so we have a couple more. I have one each with the salad. So I'm using a spoon just to lower the eggs into the water. And they stand for 9 minutes, so this is will be a good test of my internal timer. So the eggs are in, my lettuce is washed. So I'm gonna go ahead and slice up my tomatoes here. And I've got a pint of grape tomatoes, which really are about the only kind of tomatoes that have any flavor anymore, unfortunately. And I am going to use a very cool slicing trick that I just learned, which is very hard to describe, so you should go to the website and look for photos of it. Basically, you lay out the grape tomatoes on the top of the lid of a takeout container, and then you lay another plastic lid on top and hold that down and slice across, which I know, totally baffling. You'll have to see the photos to believe it. And it does slightly rely on your having these kind of takeout lids, but once you see what I'm talking about, perhaps you can replicate it in your own home. So right, you just slice right across and all your little tomatoes are magically sliced in half. It is truly one of the coolest things. All right, I'm going back to check on the potatoes because they're boiling and they're only gonna take a few minutes. I know they're not done. I just wanted to make sure the water hadn't boiled over. Let's see, we're gonna have to get the green beans rinsed and ready. I'm just gonna give them a quick dunk in the egg water when that's done boiling. I wanna wash them and trim off some of their ends. They're not looking so hot. So, let's see, the only other components we need to get together are the salad dressing and, of course, the tuna, which is just in the pantry, so that's quick. And we're going to have to leave a few minutes at the end for the eggs and the potatoes to cool off and the beans to cool off a little bit because we don't want this to be a hot salad, really. So I'm just snapping off the ends of my green beans. Some of them, they're not the freshest, unfortunately. I think I bought these a few days ago. And you can, of course, get creative with the salad. It does not have to be super traditional in any way. Like I said, the key things that make it appealing and easy and substantial enough to eat as its own meal are the tuna and the potatoes, and then the eggs, of course, add a little bit more protein to the whole thing. My beans are snapped. I will make the salad dressing now. And for salad dressing specifics, you can go to the very first podcast, not episode 1, because that's just explaining the deal, but the second episode, I believe, has more about salad dressing. But this is just my really, really standard, barely have to think about it, salad dressing. Nothing fancy. Putting in a tiny dollop of mustard. Gives it a spicy kick. And also, I've read that it helps the oil and vinegar blend together. There we go, so a little red wine vinegar, a little oil, and contrary to most instructions about vinaigrette, I use pretty much equal parts oil and vinegar maybe a smidge more oil, somewhere between a 1-to-1 and a 2-to-1 ratio. I really dislike the 3-to-1 proportions. I find that way, way, way too oily. All right, I'm putting in a little pinch of salt and some pepper. And then the last thing is, for the amount of dressing I'm making, just a tiny smidge of garlic, one clove, one small, small clove. Don't want it taking over the whole thing. And in fact, since I'm only making a small amount of salad dressing, and I don't have a tiny, tiny clove of garlic, normally I would squeeze it through a press to get it a little bit more garlicky. But in this case, I'm just gonna chop it into a few pieces. That was me dropping the garlic on the floor. And here we go, picking it back up. I don't recommend you do the same. Just give it a little crunch with the side of your knife to get off the skin. And actually, that's sort of crunched up enough. I don't even need to chop it. Just enough to get a little garlic flavor. I'm making a small amount because I know I won't have a chance to eat the rest of this anytime soon. So I'm just making enough for this salad, but it's nice to get into the habit of making extra salad dressing. So you have it and you can throw it together with, for instance, that lettuce you washed up all at once. So the first salad takes a little effort and the ones that follow take less. All right, we're at exactly 9 minutes with the eggs. So I'm running cold water on these. And I've just set them in the sink. Oh, and I totally forgot my plan about dunking the green beans in that water. I dumped all that water out, so putting a little bit more water back in that pan on the stove. Let that come up to temp. Put a little salt in that water that's boiling. I'm going to keep running cold water on those eggs. Actually, I'm going to put them in a bowl with a little ice just because I know I'm going to have to peel them pretty soon, and I want them cooled off. Okay, let's check on the potatoes. They're probably very close to done. Yes, perfect. Potatoes are done when your fork slides into them and then slides out really easily. If your fork sticks and the potato kind of hangs there on the end of the fork, then you've got a couple more minutes you need to do, but these potatoes look good. And actually, I'm gonna run some cold water on them too, just to cool them down. And pour them into a colander to drain well. If you're not sure about whether your potatoes are done, for this application, I would say err on the side of two done, because the softer the potatoes are, the more dressing they're going to absorb, and you want that. All right, leaving those to drain and cool off a little. And the only thing we have left to do is to quick dunk the green beans in some water. I'm gonna pour that into my bigger pan that I had the potatoes in. And what else we got? Okay, I think we have everything. I shook up the salad dressing, so that's all done. I guess I should taste it just to make sure the balance is right. Yeah, great. A little oily, but actually it's kind of, let me cut it nice. And I'll get out the tuna. And for tuna, I always buy tuna in olive oil. It's much tastier. I spent most of my younger life eating tuna in spring water, which is fine. I mean, it's totally fine if you're gonna be making tuna salad or whatever and mixing it with mayonnaise. But if you're eating tuna just straight, like we're going to with this salad, then you definitely want tuna packed in olive oil. And the better tuna you can afford, you'll be so much happier. Occasionally, I go to the Italian deli and get some of the really nice Italian packaged tuna, which usually comes in jars rather than cans, and is packed with a really nice olive oil, and tuna super rich. If you're feeling really decadent, you can get the tuna belly, which is even richer. If you think you don't like tuna, I totally recommend you go get some really quality tuna packed in really quality oil, and it will change your life. All right, the water is boiling for my beans, so I'm just tossing them in there. They really only need less than a minute. You just want them to get bright green and just a teensy bit less crispy than they are when they're raw. All right, I'm gonna lay out the salad. Since you're making this salad into a whole meal, you wanna kind of arrange it nicely on the plate so it looks appealing. Most salads I throw in a salad bowl and toss all the ingredients together, but this is what the French called a salade composée, which a composed salad, which instead of mixing everything, you lay it all out, and then it's up to the person who's eating to combine their bites as they see fit, which is really what makes, like I said, what makes this interesting enough to serve as a whole meal. You can make each bite a little bit different. All right, and I just heard my beans boiling, so I went back to check on them. And I think they're done. I'm gonna drain them as well. I'm pouring them actually right into the bowl with my boiled eggs and the ice, so they'll stop cooking. I'm gonna run a little more cold water on that. Okay, and I've arranged my lettuce here on the plate, and I'm not covering the whole plate with lettuce because I want to leave some space where I'm going to put the hot ingredients. I don't want to put the hot ingredients directly on my lettuce because it'll make it wilt right away. So a small handful of boiled potatoes, and let's see if the eggs are cool enough to handle it. Oh, yes, they are. I'm gonna peel an egg. This will be the test. Peter is usually the egg whisperer in this house. He manages to turn out beautiful, flawless, hard-boiled eggs every time, and I hardly ever make them. So, the big reveal. Let's see, I've peeled the egg, and now I'm gonna slice it in half. See how it turned out. Ooh, a little, pretty good, although maybe if Peter were in charge, this would have been a teeny bit more done inside. The center of these eggs is actually still pretty runny, which is actually great for our salad purposes, because you want the center of that egg to be a little runny and then it'll mix with the salad dressing and add this extra creaminess, which is really nice. And let's see, we're gonna throw some tomatoes on there. And those can go right on top of the lettuce because they are not boiling hot and they're not gonna wilt the lettuce. The nice thing about using actually recently boiled potatoes is that when they're hot, and this goes for the green beans too actually, they absorb the dressing a lot better, so that's kind of nice. All right, oh, we have a beautiful, beautiful plate. Just imagine there are olives on there. I have no idea what happened to the olives I bought a few days ago, but such is the way of the kitchen. And then finally, I will lay out a little bit of the tuna. The nice thing, if you buy good tuna in good olive oil, you don't have to meticulously strain everything off. You can just pick it out of the jar, and the olive oil adds to the flavor on the plate. Whereas if you bought tuna in spring water or tuna in sunflower oil, you don't really want that on your plate as well. All right, good tuna. Not the best, but this is like Progresso band tuna and olive oil. The oil it's in is not incredibly tasty, but it's also something you can leave on the plate, and it's not going to make other things taste bad. All right, I'm just washing my knives, and then I'm ready to eat. Thanks for cooking with me along this time. I hope you enjoy your salad niçoise, your nice summer salad with hard-boiled eggs and potatoes and tuna, and just drizzle over a little dressing, and you're done. So thanks again for listening to Cooking in Real Time. If you have any questions, just drop me an email. I'm at zora@cookinginrealtime.com. And of course, check out the website, cookinginrealtime.com, where there will be photos of this salad, of course, and of that nifty tomato chopping trick I was talking about. So happy eating, enjoy the summer, and I'll talk to you soon.